gentlemen, you have arrived at your destination.
Hey guys, welcome to a new podcast episode. We decided that we wanted this intro, so
yeah. We thought it was pretty cool.
We thought of it ourselves.
Yeah,
we used our big brains for a while.
Yeah. So if you heard the last podcast episode, then you know this one is kind of like a part two, but a happier version of our last podcast.
Got a little carried away there.
Deep at the end. Well, not really deep, but like carried just, away. Yeah. At the end. So maybe we're gonna have this a little bit more.
A bit more
lifting
this,
of your
spirits.
Yeah,
hopefully this is a bit more calming and soothing and happy.
Kind of.
Welcome
we still
back
might rant
to
a little bit.
ASMR. But it won't be ASMR. Okay.
We should do an ASMR episode.
Yeah. That's
for
another
an hour?
Day.
We would laugh.
Another honestly. Day, another time. Okay, wait.
Playing with Anika's hair. Okay, we're playing with her hair.
Yeah.
Can I play with
tap, tap, tap. Okay.
Wrist on glitter.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to start?
Thank you. Oh, should I say our first? Well, I'll just say like our topic. Okay.
Yeah.
So our
this
first
was so,
today
it was so organized, and now we just that all went.
Do you want to start it over?
No.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to start, or you got it?
I got it.
Okay.
Nikki okay. So today. I keep forgetting we're recording, so I can't slap you.
So. Ka-chow!
Okay. I am speed. So, today, like, for something lighthearted, we thought of basically just talking about our favorite movie and TV show. I think a little bit more on TV shows. And just ideas for things we can watch. We're going to talk about our favorite things without giving spoilers. Don't worry. No spoilers, but we're just going to talk about our favorite shows and just fun things like that.
Wait, are you sure, like, no spoilers?
We'll if we ever
we'll
gonna
do
say,
our best.
If we're ever gonna say something that might be a spoiler, we'll say like skip a few seconds in.
Spoiler alert. We also
I'll put a flag in, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She'll add a flag in whenever.
Or like I'll memorize.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll basically we'll let you know if there's gonna be any spoilers, but we don't plan on giving you spoilers.
Wink wink.
Wink wink wink. Okay. So who wants to go first for like a recommendation for a show?
Oh, it's not a show, but it's a movie, and it's very good. It's on Netflix. It's called Moxie. It's a very girl power, feminism movement kind of show, movie. Mm-hmm. Movie.
We're also playing with
Anika's this yeah. movie. It's super duper good. It has so Josephine good. Langford
you.
In it.
Oh,
from After.
Yeah.
I've never watched that.
So. Don't.
Yeah. Don't. I haven't
but
watched it, but
Moxie,
I
never feel alone.
Moxie. Moxie's really good. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was going to be, like, some cheesy show.
I should watch it when I go home.
Cheesy movie, but it's really good. Mm-hmm. That's the boy who I was talking about who's a skater boy, and he's really cute, and he's, like, really
podcast.
Respectful.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
a feminist.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys heard that
I
conversation.
I think we talked about it before the podcast, but
no,
yeah.
it was during it.
Yeah, during oh, really? The podcast, me and her were just, like,
no, Trevor said he's a feminist, and we screamed, and then we're like, oh, we should put that in the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was before the podcast, but... She's in love with him.
Literally, I was screaming and my mom asked me if I was okay. I said no.
Yeah.
But watch it if you want to. I recommend it. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you want to give a little more detail of what it's about?
It's about, like, a girl who starts this, like, revolution in her school because of, like, gender inequality mm-hmm. and how girls are treated differently than boys. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's fine if it shuts off. That wasn't part of the movie. That wasn't part of the movie. But it's about, like, basically gender inequality in the school and, like, how teachers and, like, the principal, like, it's mostly about the principal.
Mm-hmm. What did the principal do?
She, like, kind of brushes it off and says, like, oh, yeah, boys will be boys. This will be bad.
What do the boys do?
Well, so there's this one guy who's, like, the football leader and whatever.
Course.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, cliche, but, yeah. like, it was a game. And, like, he was just, like, this guy who taunts every single girl. And this girl finally had the audacity to, like, stand up against him. I'm sorry.
Yes,
you're
queen. It's fine.
And then, like, they basically start this whole revolution that's called the Moxie. That's
mm-hmm.
why it's called Moxie, because it's, like, the group is called Moxie.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Oh, that's smart.
But, yeah. like, no one in the movie knows that the quiet girl started it.
Ah, really?
Yeah, so they all think it's the girl who stood up to the football boy, but it's her. And she gets taunted for starting the group when it wasn't really her. Ooh. But it's really good. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I want to watch that now.
It's nice. I'll watch it. I saw it. I was going to plan on watching it, but again, mm-hmm. I was like, I thought it was going to be some cheesy movie.
No, it's not. It's actually, it's a little cheesy, but it's good.
It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. it's like not even like going to worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have, I guess, a few recommendations.
All the Harry Potter series.
No, I mean, it's pretty predictable what I'm about to say, but it's not Harry Potter. But before I say it, I was just going to mention, Ashna's not here, if you haven't already noticed.
Yeah.
She lives in a different state. She's an hour ahead of us, and she has homework to do.
She has homework to do.
I'm sorry, Ashna, if you're listening to this. Don't condone any of this.
Yeah. No, we're joking. We're joking. She had a sleep. But so anyway, I was just putting that out there. So my recommendation is...
Just breeding multiple sections.
Giving her, like, tentacles.
I'm going to give her tentacles.
My recommendation is The Conjuring. If you haven't already watched it, yeah, it's kind of predictable if you know me. Obviously, it's a horror movie, so...
You're a horror movie fanatic. She's the person to talk to.
Yeah.
Oh. I literally just shoved my fingers in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Oops. Anyway.
I hope it tastes good.
Yeah, so also, there's, like, The Conjuring 2... And there's like Annabelle Creation.
That's off of Netflix now. So.
Oh yeah, none of this is on.
So just like watch it illegally.
Yeah, or
law enforcement, anything is listening to this. We do not condone that.
No,
at all.
That
was a joke.
But if they're not listening to this, then
no, you know what? You know what I? No, listen. What I do condone is going to the library and getting a DVD for free.
Oh yeah, true.
That's,
you can get them for free.
Yeah, you borrow it.
It's called the library. You borrow stuff.
So the library, you okay. borrow a book from a library.
Yeah, they're like, I didn't know you could.
I mean, at least the one I go to has.
Yeah,
DVDs.
She used her brain a little bit. At the end yeah. There, but.
Anyway, so the Conjuring, so all those type of movies are good.
Corvette.
Except
in my head, I was like, bitch, Corvette.
Oh, we're gonna have to bleep that. I don't know. Anyway, so the Conjuring, basically, it's kind of like. It's very straightforward. There's this family. They move into a haunted house.
Kind of stupid.
Get haunted, whatever. Yeah. Yada, yada, yada. You get
every person in a horror movie is stupid.
But it's good, though. And
it's like a Hindi movie. You don't question why someone did something.
You don't you don't question why they broke up into a dance number.
Yeah. So, yeah, I The Conjuring is probably, like, my favorite. Oh, also, like, The Nun is also kind of part of all
the... The Nun.
The Nun is also kind of with that, like, I don't know.
I literally figured out the other day what being a nun meant.
Oh.
That trailer, like, scarred me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like...
No, like, I figured out
I don't know if this is a franchise, what you'd call it, but, like, all those movies. The one thing I would not recommend is Annabelle. It is boring.
They're gonna say it is scary.
No.
I wonder why.
I mean I didn't find it that scary, but then again
she could
like
literally
horror movies.
Doesn't express any emotion.
In the last part where we're talking about body hair.
When we're talking about body hair, I got a little bit
heated.
But anyway, yeah, Annabelle was just kind of boring. I wouldn't really recommend, but
10 out of 10 would not recommend.
But I would recommend The Conjuring. So yeah, okay, Nikki, you can go for your next recommendation.
I know what she's gonna say.
I have two.
One Direction. This Is Us.
The Good Place.
Okay, I have so many things, but this is a long podcast, so I can talk about anything. So, should I do my TV shows? Okay, so I have four options. I have Drive to Survive, Good Place.
Oh wow.
Or this One Direction. This Is Us. Which one do you want me to
do? But that's a
movie. You can do all of them, but start with just one for now.
Okay, I'll start with The Good Place. No, I think I'll start with One Direction, This Is Us.
I thought it was boring.
The Good Place?
You can have your opinions about it. So I'm going to talk about my favorite movie of all time. Well, actually, it's not my favorite movie. I have other movies that I can talk about, too, but... I can do whatever I want. So
47 meters down.
So today,
stop touching it.
No, I was rubbing my eye.
But don't touch this. Is One Direction. This Is Us, and it would make sense because I'm a One Direction fan. Huge. One
not a fan.
A stan.
Oh, you were like, she's not a fan. She's fake. I was like, oh, okay. But I am, yeah, like they said, a bit obsessed with One Direction, but it's not that bad.
I guess.
I would recommend that movie, even if you like One Direction or not, I feel like it's just really cool to see the behind the scenes of different things, get to know the boys a little bit more, maybe.
The boys.
The boys.
Be part of the boys.
Yeah, and like,
I feel like even if you're a One Direction fan, maybe it will turn you into a One Direction fan, but whatever. I'm trying to, like, form a cult with it, but, like, I don't know. I know this wasn't really that describing of, I feel like, because it's kind of a documentary, so it's not really, like, I can't really describe it, mm-hmm. but it's, like, a little behind the scenes of their tour. They kind of go into their home life, like, they're living on the road, sorry, like, they talk about each other, and I feel like it was probably more interesting for me considering I'm a One Piece fan, but I think just watching the movie many, many like, times, yeah. I feel like no matter whether you're a 1D fan or not, it's just really interesting and good to learn about. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, yeah. So do you want to go next?
I'll give a TV show now.
Okay.
I'm watching Dynasty, which I really like. It's very full of drama, full of tea spilling, full of problems. They're like kind of problematic, but like it's in a good way. And I really like it. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like about this family. Oh my god, it didn't work.
What is it about?
It's kind of like about this really extremely rich family and kind of like their problems. And like a lot happens. They get fake married. They have like this history.
Paul and Tandem Hotel.
No, they have the mom and the dad have history. They buy out the company and this and that. But it's really good and quite interesting, actually. Mm-hmm. It's very dramatized, but like you realize how much multi-million businesses, like what they have to do, because like in the show a lot of scandals happen, and you don't realize how quickly multi-million businesses have to get a PR team ready and then get a statement out.
Mm-hmm. Like you should get canceled.
They actually do get canceled in the show.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Oh, when you said Dynasty for a second, that was like The Crown, like that type of thing.
No,
like a dynasty.
It's like a business, but okay. She like changes. Oh, is this a dynasty? It's called Carrington Atlantic because the
Carrington.
Yeah, it's called the Carrington family.
Have you watched Yolanda's Top Model?
No,
makes a model.
But it's really good. I recommend it if you like a dramatic, over exaggerated show. Mm-hmm. It swears a lot, but like it's okay.
It's okay.
Next, good though. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, definitely watch that. But next, so me and Nikki have watched The Good Place.
I don't like it.
I love that show.
I love it, especially the plot twists. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yes.
The very first plot twist is
is the very first plot twist?
I don't want to spoil
it. A few episodes. I feel like we can't really describe the show how much we love it without saying what the plot twist is.
Why are you taking my section of hair?
Okay. Well, then I'm done.
Well, then re-bring it. Do something else.
Okay, jeez.
Okay, anyway, so I guess, yeah.
I like my section of hair.
So, The Good Place.
Love doing that.
The Good Place, I mean, I really like that show, but I feel like it's a bit slow. So, you know, sometimes it might get a bit boring.
Take breaks.
I've
taken a break for a while. I have like two episodes left and then I'm done with the show. But like.
I was going to add, that's the same thing with Dynasty. Like, you can only binge, like, two or three episodes at a time. Otherwise, it gets a little boring. Because, like, you have to come back to it.
How Bollywood Lives be like?
Yeah, you have to, like, come back to it.
Okay, I'm done.
And then you, like... And then it's like, oop, what happened now?
Yeah, so The Good Place is really good.
Sorry.
Yeah, definitely at least watch, like, through the first season.
It's really funny. I feel like it's a really... If you're a really big comedy person...
Oh, yeah. Kristen Bell is in it.
Kristen Bell. Her character is really funny. I feel like a lot of...
Isn't she, like, the main character?
Yeah.
She's the main character.
Main character energy.
She plays Eleanor Shellstrop, and she's really, really funny.
And they do not have a laughing track, so it makes it even more funnier.
If you are one of those people like us who hate laughing tracks... Well, like, I don't hate laughing tracks when they're overused.
Yeah.
Young and Hungry. That show's perfect for you.
Young and Hungry.
Oh my god.
We could
talk about Young and Hungry for a while.
It's like it's a good show if you don't have any other show to watch and like, you just want something to laugh at.
I feel like it's kind of a background show too. Like while you're like doing homework.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you want something like corny and cheesy that doesn't really like go together.
It's just something stupid.
But I think really Young and Hungry, like at one of the season finales, I think I almost cried.
What?
Like, we were watching it together.
What part made you cry?
Do you not remember? I think it was, we were watching it with Ashna.
Beep! Spoiler alert, if you ever actually want to watch the show.
Yeah. Nikki, I don't think Nikki was there, but I think it was us two.
Oh, this one you watched ahead and I got mad
at you. Yeah, it was us two and Ashna, and then it was like...
I watched ahead, like, a lot.
Yeah, I can't really, like, yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it, but I didn't cry, but it was kind of just, like,
emotional.
I honestly didn't finish the show, but I have no idea what could possibly be sad. Like, yeah. Did her dad die or something?
No. Actually,
she doesn't have a dad.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, yeah, I forgot. She literally doesn't have a dad.
Yeah, but anyway, so that show, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily recommend. If you have, like, literally nothing else to watch, then sure, go ahead.
Go watch, like, Cody Ko. I don't know.
Well, go watch Cody Ko. That's cringe. You will laugh your booties off. You will LMAO.
That was a good one.
So then who wants to go next? Nikki, do you want to go?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
this is us.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, I did that last time. So, if I'm not talking about The Good Place, what was my other option?
Drive to Survive.
I feel like that's kind of the same as, like, This Is Us. It's just, like, a Formula One show. What would I say? What is a show? Oh, New Girl! Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, so I started New Girl. I watched it a few times because my sister was already really obsessed, and I would watch it a few times with her. But, like, it's I feel like...
It's kind of my interpretation of it when I watched it, like, part of it with someone. It's kind of like Friends.
Yeah, if you like Friends,
it's like a spin-off. Not a spin-off, but like a...
It's kind of like Friends.
Yeah, but so, like a modern version of Friends.
Wait,
yeah.
Do they have a laughing track?
I don't think so.
I didn't notice it, so...
Ah, I need to watch it.
So basically, it's about this girl named Jess, and she's a teacher.
Jessie J.
Yeah. Her name's Jess. Uh-huh. And I don't want to spoil, but I mean, it's, like, the first, like, 3 seconds of, like, the first episode. It's not really a spoiler at all. Mm-hmm. But basically, this girl named Jess finds out her boyfriend cheated on her, and she walked in on them, and then she has to find a different house really quickly, and she finds this apartment with 3 other guys living there. Actually, 4 other guys, but one of them, like, moves later. But, like, he's still in the show, by the way. Mm-hmm. But 4 other guys, Nick, Schmidt, Winston, and Coach. His name's not actually Coach, but, like, he just had that nickname for a while. But basically, it's just, like, I feel like it's kind of everyday life. And, Jess has this childhood friend named Cece. And it's just, basically just kind of like Friends. It's really just, like, day-to-day life with them. And mm-hmm. It's just, like, you just kind of, like, watch the characters grow, like, their lives change. And it's just, I think mm-hmm. It's really funny. It's really funny. It's really funny.
Okay, we get it.
But, like, I feel like even just, like, watching the characters grow, like, character development, like, especially Nick, and I guess Schmidt, too. Like, their character development's really good. So if you want to watch a show like that, then I recommend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, really quickly, I have, like, a few shows in mind that I feel like are very popular. Everybody's probably... Grey's Anatomy? No. Everybody's like,
we could talk about that.
You could also add that in, but I don't want to, like, necessarily explain it because I feel like everybody already knows this, but if you haven't already, I'll just, like, mention these. So obviously The Office.
Oh my God.
Yeah. greatest show ever.
Always quoting The Office if you meet me.
Yeah. So obviously I feel like everybody knows what that is, but.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So The Office, WandaVision. Yeah. So. It's really good. The first few episodes it's kind of slow, a little bit boring, but it gets really
episode
good.
Episode 3 literally takes flight.
Yeah. Or was it episode 4? I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Because I haven't watched the show.
Yeah, definitely watch the other Marvel movies, obviously, before you watch WandaVision.
Yeah.
And then the last one I was thinking of is Stranger Things. Again, ooh, yeah. Like, I feel like everybody, like, knows about it, but
the first season of Riverdale, nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
No other so season, cringy. Just the first season.
Yeah, even the first season, it's, like, a little bit, but it's, like, it's tolerable. Still, like, it's like, good.
Everyone was excited for the second season, and then it just went downhill.
Yeah. So, yeah, just the first season of Riverdale.
Just the first season.
Don't and then, it. Are there any other, like...
Yes. Oh, my God. I don't know what age range is watching this. But do you guys remember the animated show Winx?
Oh my God, yeah. The fairies!
They made a real-life version of that.
Oh, wait, yeah.
It's called Winx Fate Saga, and I want to watch it, but I can't watch it yet because I'm watching, like, 33 other shows. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to watch – we should watch it together.
Yeah.
Because I started the first episode, and, like, I got really bored of it.
I used to watch it with my cousin.
So
I don't know if you guys know the Winx, like,
I show. I used to have the Winx toys.
But they made, like, a live-action version, and I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Except, I think I saw, I think it's, like, TVMA. So, is it, like, inappropriate?
Wait, why would Winx be TVMA?
I don't know. Yeah. It's probably because it's, like, an older version. Older in the sense, like...
Yeah. Yeah, like teens, college.
Maybe. Yeah, they're like teens.
It'll but like sometimes they make MA because like they drank alcohol once.
Oh yeah.
Or like partying.
Yeah.
Or maybe like just swearing.
So when you let me talk about like when it comes to TV show ratings. So like MAs, when it's rated MA, it could range from like really MA to like maybe they have a party and smoke a little. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel so like the rating system is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Like, my doesn't make sense to me. Like, something can be rated R for, like...
Billie Eilish's documentary is rated TVMA. My dad said, don't watch it.
No, it's rated R.
It's...
Because she swears.
Are you kidding me? It's Billie Eilish.
Yeah, it's like...
Look at how cool this looks.
Pretty good. I'm just fresh grading right here. But,
we get it. You show off. Kidding. I'm kidding. I love you.
Thanks. Love you, too.
Okay, wait. Keep going.
I love you, too.
Sometimes.
Honestly. Okay.
Love the honesty. Mm-hmm. I love the vibe that we've created in the studio today.
Mm-hmm.
The One Direction studio.
Okay, anyway. keep going about the, like, ratings, I guess, if you have other stuff to add.
I just feel like it's really, like I said, it's, like, the Billie Eilish documentary is rated R. Like, no.
Can you fact check that?
Like, I don't remember. I just remember I said I was a few minutes into the documentary, and I said, I told my mom it came out, and the ad was playing, and it said it was rated something. My dad said, no, it's rated really, like mature, whatever. Don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, what about Billie could make it rated R?
Yeah. Like,
she's... Yeah, it is rated R.
That's so
But
dumb.
It's just, like, swearing.
Like, I literally have Apple TV Plus, so I can watch it.
Apple TV Plus.
We have a free trial, okay, so it's like we're rich or something, like, Apple TV Plus.
Also, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, like, things like The Conjuring and stuff, like, it's also rated R, but, like, that's because of horror, I would say.
I watched, like, Sex and the City, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
I
think I'm fine with watching The World's a Little Blurry, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, Yeah, and the Conjuring, I don't even think they probably, like, they could, but I don't think they even use the F word. Maybe, like, once.
Yeah.
Like, but it's literally just scary.
I mean, I think
scary.
If you got scared by
my hair?
A haunted house, you might be swear a few times. You know, I would expect that from you.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, fudge. Oh, no.
We're gonna die.
Oh, snickerdoodle, this house is haunted.
Yeah.
Like,
honey, we gotta go.
Girls out of the room. Dance moms.
Okay. Yeah, any other TV movies?
No. I'm trying to think. We could talk about Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, you guys could
do
that.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy is pretty good. I'm waiting till season 17 it gets on Netflix.
I'm on season 11, so. Yeah. We have it downloaded because we have, like, YouTube TV.
Sorry.
So, we have it downloaded, but my sister has finished Grey's Anatomy, so she's watching season 17, that's why she downloaded it, but I'm still on season 11.
And I don't know where I can watch it.
I feel like...
Is it on YouTube
TV? I like, honestly, less of the romantic stuff, but just, like, the crazy, like, medical stuff that comes in. Whether it's real, whether it's not real, it's cool, okay?
Yeah.
And also the friendships that everyone has, it's just, like, really nice. If you want to cry a lot...
You watch it.
Every single episode will make you cry.
Yeah. Maybe, like,
probably not the first season, but, like...
The first season, but, like, yeah. Like, yeah. Later, maybe, like, third season type of stuff.
But, yeah. I started, like, the first few episodes. I really need to watch it. I'm just, like, I don't know.
I feel like every show, the first episode sucks, so I never judge a show by its first episode.
Yeah. No, I got to, like, episode 6.
Yeah. But, like, yeah.
Sometimes the first season of a show doesn't do very well.
So you just have to stick with
it. Or it's, like, Riverdale and the opposite.
Yeah, unless it's, like, Riverdale. It's, like, the first season is good and everything else is just
bad. You like the first season?
I think it's the best, obviously, out of all of them.
Like, I watched it, and I was like, okay, this is...
Out of the four,
This is pretty good, and then the next season came out.
I actually like the fifth season, because it's, like, after high school, so it's not, like, another...
Oh, I didn't even try to get after, like, the third season,
The second season, me and Ru were like, okay... This is
different. Little cringe, a little weird.
Yeah, I know. I stopped.
Season 3, me and Bri were like, okay, we're watching the,
like,
this.
Gargoyle Queen or whatever.
Yeah, I stopped and then watching after the second season, but then I watched the fifth season because it looked kind of good.
The fifth season? That was fourth season.
Oh, so I didn't even realize there was that. How did they get that many seasons?
This
has been going on for four years.
I finished season 3, and then me and my sister were waiting for season 4. Heard it was super bad. I watched the first episode, like, part of it, Annika's house. We got really bored and changed it to Grey's Anatomy.
Me?
Yeah. Really? I remember we started, but we didn't really like it. I don't remember. This was, like, I think when, this was when Archie's, like, dad, something with his casket, something happened or whatever.
What?
I don't even remember.
No,
I didn't
Archie's
even like it.
Archie's dad, who's the actor that actually plays
Luke Perry?
Yeah,
Luke
Perry. Luke Perry actually, like, passed away in real life.
Yeah, but, like, in, like, this fourth season, something with his casket happened. We got really bored, and we changed it to Grey's Anatomy. And I never watched it again.
Oh.
So, I was, like, and it gets worse after that, too.
Yeah. Oh, we could talk about Family Reunion.
Ooh! Guys, this is my favorite
show.
Yeah.
I watched this show over 100 times.
I watched it once.
I have memorized the lyrics. I mean,
lyrics.
I memorized the, like, script. My family knows everything about the show as well because it's always playing.
Wait. Nikki.
I feel like this is the perfect show if, like, it's not even, like a show that's genuinely interesting. It's just really funny and you just really like the characters.
Yeah, and it's
not
like,
even, like, the storyline's interesting.
Yeah, it's, like, the storyline's not even that interesting. It's just funny and, like, addictive in a weird way. Like,
it's
you just,
like,
want to keep watching
because
it's good.
It's weird that I'm this addictive because it's not even that amazing of a show. I just love it so much. Like, that's my comfort show. If I'm scared
at night, it's like I go
and watch Family Reunion.
Because, it's a good,
chiropractor videos.
That's,
I watch, like, either that or Sophia the First.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Okay. Any other recommendations, guys?
No. I mean, there probably is.
Think of other things I'm watching.
I want to try to think of, like, movies because we talked about a lot about TV shows.
Mm-hmm. I don't really watch movies because it's not a continuous. It's a continuous thing, but, like, not a multiple day
thing. I
want to
watch movies with my mom. Oh my god, I watched so many British murder mysteries with my mom. It's crazy.
Yeah. What was the one that we were watching?
New tricks. One of them is Scottish, actually, but it's fine. Weird.
Scottish?
He's Scottish.
Okay, and we're done with that, then we... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then we can move on to that. I have one more thing.
Yeah.
Which, again, I feel like most people know about this and have probably watched it, but The Notebook.
I didn't...
It's Harry Styles' favorite.
We know. I liked it, but it's kind of a little overrated.
I've never watched it. I don't know why.
Like, I didn't cry. I feel like a lot of people...
Got a little teary.
Like, I got in my feels. I guess I got a little bit emotional, but I didn't, like, actually cry.
I don't cry at movies. I cry at everything else.
No, yeah. The only movie that I cried at was Five Feet Apart.
Oh.
I didn't cry during that. I cried at the Boy in Striped Pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
I cried the first time watching it, and, like,
5 feet apart, I was literally bawling. It was so sad.
I cried at Jaws, but that's because I felt bad for the shark.
I was also on my period.
I also cried during, what was it, the Megalodon?
The Meg?
Because did you feel bad for the shark?
Not the shark, this one
Ruby
guy.
Ruby Rose.
What?
So hot.
No, well, yeah.
Ruby Rose is in there.
But, this one guy, they're in, like, I guess this is a spoiler, but, like, I feel like... whatever.
Spoiler alert.
So they're all, like, they're in the ship and they're down, whatever, in the ocean, and they need to, like, escape because, you know, they're about to get eaten. And so this one guy, so they're trying to all escape because there's, like, a few people in there, but for some reason one guy can't come or something like that. So this one guy, he has a family, and then he, like, writes a note to his family, and he gives it to the other guy. He's like, give it to them, and then he locks himself in the, like, ship, and then the rest of the people leave, and he dies.
Aww.
I know, it was so sad.
So Meg eats him.
Yeah, but it was really sad.
I cry at shark movies, not for the people getting eaten, but for the sharks.
Oh, actually, you know what? I don't think he got eaten. I think he blew up. Like, I don't know, the ship, like, blew up.
Oh, okay. That's even worse.
Anyways.
Anyways, shark.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't really cry at movies.
Because
I watch, like, action
I cry
movies.
At situations.
I also cried for Tony Stark's death, so.
See, but I already knew.
Everyone cried at that death.
But the thing is, like, I feel
I'm
like
I
didn't
cry when Tony, like, not Tony Stark, but Robert Downey Jr. dies.
I am, my God. Don't even, like...
Literally gonna go with him.
That's a good joke. But the thing is, by the time I watched Endgame, like, I knew what was gonna happen. So, I wasn't as emotional as I would have been if nobody had told me what was gonna happen.
Right, like, I think everyone knew because everyone, like, spoiler alerts, mm-hmm. but... Oh, but I feel like just watching it, like, the leading events and knowing that he's gonna die.
And then it's like...
Oh, actually, popular opinion, I think it should have been Clint instead of Natasha. Oh, yeah.
Honestly, for a second, I did not believe she was actually gonna die, and then I was like, wait, she's actually gone.
Rhea was like, no, she's coming back.
Yeah,
no. Like, no. No, I thought so, too. I thought that she was gonna come back and be like, how, what up?
Listen, Rhea was gonna be like, this is the same thing that happened with Hopper. Hopper's gonna come back, and so is she.
Yeah, no, but I think it should have been Clint.
Yeah.
You can take that out if you want.
Ugh,
it's really puffy.
I don't know. But the thing is, he also has a family.
So what?
But, like, I don't... Yeah.
So what?
So what? His kids?
They have a mom.
Not true.
They have a mom.
Yeah.
Okay, move on?
Yeah, I think we can move on.
Okay. What's the next thing?
What are we gonna talk about?
What are we at? What's the timestamp?
I don't know.
First of all...
How long have we been recording?
31:14.
Okay, we can maybe do one more topic because we talked about movies for 30 minutes.
Yeah, it didn't feel like 30 minutes. I feel like we just kind of chilled for like.
Yeah, we were literally braiding our hair while doing this.
Yeah. Oh, my back.
I'm sorry,
your abs are hurting.
Well, I said my back.
You said my
abs.
I said my. No,
my abs are so sore. Just.
Yeah. Oh, they're just so. Oh, my God.
I just work out so much.
Dre Drexler.
I watched that video on
you guys watch, please watch Cody Ko.
Oh my God.
That's cringe Cody Ko, especially the amazing. My epic morning routine.
It is so
I just meditate in the shower.
I meditate in the shower.
Power thought.
Chick-fil-A! Out of any recommendation we could ever give you, please watch on YouTube Cody Ko. That's cringe.
Especially
the epic morning routine one. And all of them are funny.
Definitely.
I mean, all of his videos are funny.
Try to do it with your friends.
Do it with your friends. You'll pause it every now and then to laugh.
What's another quote from there?
Dre.
Oh, Migos. I just love to think of it. Wait, let me think again. Oh, yeah, okay. So it was like, so he's like, I just love to really just reminisce about my day. And he's like, and listen to some inspirational music. And it's like Migos. And he was like, with the blicky eye.
Yes.
Oh, what's the other one where,
Yeah? Okay.
Hold on in a little bit. The other one was the ab shot. Him, he goes, I'm working on my individuals, and then it cuts to
individual.
Like, okay.
I love when he is annotating his book.
He's writing the hieroglyphs on his chest. They just pump him out in a factory.
The power thought's my favorite thing. Chick-fil-A!
What's the other one we go? We're Nolan. Noel, like, it's the thumbnail for the video.
Yeah.
I can't forget this. I can't forget remember the scene.
I don't remember what it was, but it was so funny.
Chick-fil-A! That's gonna be the title of this.
Chick-fil-A! Honestly. But the real listeners have to listen all the way for 30 minutes to actually know why it's called Chick-fil-A.
That was a homophobic sense.
Oh, yeah. We don't support Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
But
where did it go? Literally, I looked up and I saw Nikki go,
So I think we might just end it here.
End it soon? Because I feel like there's not much.
What did we say?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening, loves.
And always remember, treat people with kindness.
Bye.